This is All Things Considered on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Today, the Clinton Presidential Library released records from Bill Clinton's time in office that had been previously withheld. About 4,000 to 5,000 pages were put online at noon, with paper copies being released at the library here in Little Rock. Joining me to discuss this is Dan Berman, White House editor for Politico. Dan, thanks for your time.
It's great to be here.
Under the Presidential Records Act, such documents can be withheld for up to 12 years after a president leaves office. And these could have been released at the start of last year. Why didn't that happen?
There are a couple reasons. One, basically, is there were a lot of records and not enough people to go through them and basically approve them, make sure that we're not putting out any confidential information, any classified information, that sort of thing. I mean, we're talking about over 30,000 documents total, and today's release was only about 4,000 pages of that. And also, nobody had really been calling the library on it and saying, hey, these documents are supposed to be out there. There had been some Freedom of Information Act requests. But as you mentioned, the 12-year period expired January of last year, so they're just now getting to releasing everything.
And I assume the fact that Hillary Clinton could be a candidate for president is a factor as well.
Yes, and it definitely makes the release far more interesting. You look back at other presidents who've left office, and that's why the law says 12 years after they leave office. And you would think 12 years, which is three presidential elections, is enough time to kind of get away from the immediate presidency. Most staffers have moved on to other jobs. But here we have the really unique circumstance that one of the principals involved in this, Hillary Clinton, is now actively will be actively running for president. And many of the staffers that were in the White House then are familiar either to Hillary Clinton or work in the Obama White House. So we get a chance to see kind of what they were thinking at the time. Many of the parallels actually exist between the Obama and Clinton presidencies, especially the early fight for health care legislation, both in 1993 and in 2009, as Hillary Clinton prepares to run for president. It's interesting to see how she handled the health care pitch in 1993. Remember, it didn't work out really well, and it led directly to the Republicans taking the House and Senate.
Yeah, and I guess the health care at this point has been pretty unpopular and good ammunition by Republicans. It probably could be good to bring up her role in a similar program.
Absolutely. And again, I mean, she had such a unique role. We hadn't seen a first lady take such an active role in negotiating with Congress and drawing up legislation. And one interesting thing that we're finding from the document is there was a lot of criticism early on, especially from Capitol Hill, that the Clintons just didn't really understand how to deal with Congress. We have a document from John Dingell, then the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, who's actually announced his retirement this week. And he said, look, I mean, this is going to be a really difficult lift. It's, the White House hasn't really done enough outreach, very kind of skeptical that this bill would pass and they would be able to, convince then the Democratic House and Senate to pass it. This was in April 1993, 3 months after President Clinton was inaugurated. Other memos from inside the White House worrying that their press strategy in the press office, and again, early on, were kind of dysfunctional. There's a lot like that, and we kind of suspected that at the time, and the results obviously showed it when the bill fell apart in 1993 and then again in 1994. But you look at these documents, and you're kind of reading, seeing the train wreck in real time, and it's fascinating to see how, the White House staffers and how congressional staffers kind of saw this coming and, said this was coming, and, the White House at the time was not able to turn it around.
What are some of the other topics that these documents hit on? Have you had much of a chance to look at them?
Well, I've got a team of about 6 or 7 people who've been digging through these things for me. Another interesting thing that we found is, you know, it's more interesting and less substantive in terms of policy, is just the White House press operation with Hillary Clinton, looking at how how kind of they put together a press strategy surrounding her trip to China, for instance, and also kind of as the 1996 re-election was coming closer. You know, one interesting thing was there was a discussion of whether, the Clintons would be comfortable throwing a big party for their 20th wedding anniversary as an opportunity to, give a big photo spread to People magazine, her doing an interview with a major women's magazine like Family Circle, for instance, or sit down with Barbara Walters. And then there's also discussion about pitching kind of more serious interviews, topics to Dan Rather, for instance. So you can kind of see how, the White House press office was thinking and, where, they pitched certain ideas. And that's definitely not unique to the Clinton White House. I mean, every administration does this. You pitch certain stories to certain audiences that would be interested. Bill Clinton was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, for instance, at around the time Arkansas was doing really well in the Final Four. But it shows kind of, what everybody's thinking during the time, how people are reacting. There's no smoking gun that's going to send anybody to jail or anything like that. And as we know, the Clinton presidency, at the time was, kind of being picked over, with Whitewater and then with Monica Lewinsky. We're not exactly looking at something that's going to say, hey, like, indictments are going to come down on this. It really is more for everyone to see kind of how people were thinking and how, kind of everything developed, whether it's, policy or media strategy, just kind of the idea of, kind of how everything works, how the sausage is put together.
And this was the first batch of documents. We're expecting more here in the coming months?
It should be in the coming weeks, hopefully. Again, these are the first 4,000 documents, so we'll be kind of doing this over and over and over again. Sometimes the idea that, the documents are secret, make them, more interesting. It's like, oh, secret documents, there must be something there. Some of these things are pretty routine. It's, dealing with legislation or administrative issues that have, long been forgotten that might have been really interesting at the time or interesting to a very specific group of people. And, it's online or, you can go down to the library and look through the stacks yourself.
That's Dan Berman, White House editor for Politico, discussing the release today of documents by the Clinton Presidential Library from his time in office. Dan, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This is KUAR 89.1.